Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are reading out reviews. We're on another Paul Reviews episode, the first one in a while, and it's kind of like a little special treat for everyone.
Oh, it's a treat.
It certainly is a treat, because we're not reading out Paul Reviews of great theme parks. We're reading out Paul Reviews of average to poor theme parks. and we are tackling perhaps one of the most famously average resorts in the UK, Butlins in Bognor.
So do they still call it Pleasure Beach?
I don't know what they call it. Let's have a look.
Sure, it used to be that, didn't it?
Butlins Bognor Regis. Yeah. Just Butlins Bognor, I think.
This was opened by a guy called Billy Butlin.
Billy Butlin.
Wow.
Yeah, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So yeah, Butlins. It's there. It exists.
It's a thing. How many do they have in the UK?
I think they've got three or four.
Yeah, I'm feeling this isn't the only one.
No, it's definitely not the only one. But I don't know what other ones they've got.
I think they used to be bigger, didn't they? They used to be like more popular.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, in the 60s maybe, or 70s or 80s or...
Yeah, I think so. So we should read out. So Butlins Bognor Regis is a holiday camp in the seaside resort of Bognor Regis. It lies 55.5 miles south-southwest of London. Butlins' presence in the town began in 1932 with the opening of an amusement park. The operation soon expanded to take in a zoo as well. In 1960, Billy Butlin opened his first post-war maintained holiday camp. That sounds horrible.
You may as well just say concentration camp.
Moving both the amusement park and zoo into the new camp. The camp survived in a series of cuts in the early 1980s, attracting further investment and again in the 1990s when it retained as one of the only three camps still bearing the Butlin name. The camp has since seen a raft of new construction as the company moves from chalet towards hotel-based accommodation. There we go. There's a little brief history of Butlins.
So it sounds like they've got three.
Yeah.
Three in the three, UK. Yeah.
I mean, Bognor is well known for being a bit of a... I mean, it gets the brunt of jokes. I don't know if that's justified or not, but it's always like, oh, Bognor.
bring your stab-proof vest.
Yeah, I mean, for anyone listening in America, yeah, Bognor's a bit of a joke in the UK.
Yeah.
Much like somewhere like...
You're trying to think of somewhere in the US.
Georgia. No, not Georgia. Not maybe a little bit. I think, but it's one of those places, like Georgia, really, that gets the brunt of a lot of jokes when actually it's probably only 5% of the people that live there that are actually like that.
Right, okay. Okay.
I don't know what you call Bognor people. Bognorians?
I don't know.
But they're really bogging us down.
Oh.
Hoo-hee! So we're on TripAdvisor, and we've filtered, as we usually do in these poor reviews episodes, by terrible reviews, so that's one star, of which there are 374 terrible reviews, which makes up quite a large percentage.
I was going to say, yeah, well, how many in total were there?
Total reviews, 4,000.
4,000.
So it's 10% almost.
Well, near
enough 10%. let's get to it, shall we? We haven't read any of these, so they could be terrible. Well, we hope they're terrible. We love the 70s. Great. That gives you an indication about this park that it hasn't changed at all. Me and a few friends had a fantastic weekend. The fancy dress, can't fault it. We all wore the pink ladies for a hen do. LOL. I'm definitely coming again. Everything I'll stay clean and tidy. The food in the deck, wow, so much choice. I didn't even know where to start. Staff friendly, although on the omelette station, my omelette had been burnt, and I explained this to a person and got a rude reply and further telling me they were shutting down the station. It's not difficult to make an omelette, is it?
So they rage quit the omelette.
Yeah, they were like, no, that's it.
I'm going like your omelette, dude. Well, no omelettes for anyone.
You want omelettes? Well, we're not doing it anymore. Although the friendly team member overheard and approached me and apologised on the person's behalf, the staff member from the counters told me the name of the person is Stephen. Stephen the Omelette Man. We did notice there had been 15 minutes of service left. Not impressed, I end up eating other food.
It's generally what you do at a breakfast.
I know.
Oh, there's no omelettes, I'll just have other food.
I'll just have other food.
Yeah.
I felt that a complaint would go nowhere, but please ask staff to be polite. We pay good money for most of it, a good service. For the trip overall best I've been to, I will be returning. I did notice how welcome you all made us feel. A shout out to Resort Safety, they are down to earth and a brilliant laugh. We thoroughly enjoyed the stay, apart from what we have mentioned. Looking forward to our next booking. So, they had one bad experience with an omelette man going, no, I don't care if it's burnt, I'm not having it. And they rated the entire resort a one star.
One star. This is really... I don't understand this. One out of five, and yet they said, we really enjoyed our stay and we'd go back.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I mean, Stovan, it's all down to Stephen, isn't it?
And they have no mention of why what it has to do with the 70s.
No! We love the 70s. Onto our review.
Yeah. They just put that at the beginning of every single review they do.
Yeah,
we love the 70s. This was a great film.
I think they're doing some fancy dress because they said they did mention they dressed up as the Pink Ladies for a hen do.
But is that 70s?
Greece is.
Is it?
Well, the film is. I mean, it's not set in the 70s.
Right, yeah.
It's set in the 50s, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what year it came out.
I'm sure it came out. I think Greece came out in like 1977.
That's the country, Ron.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Just searching. 1978. I was only 1 year off.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Let's get rid of that. Siayada says, disgusted. Disgusted. Me and my husband and 1-year-old son booked this break a month in advance. What interested me was the Teletubbies. My son loves them. We paid £250 for our weekend stay. That's pretty good. That's a good price.
My curious thing is, the Teletubbies are still relevant in 2019?
Yeah, I don't think they are.
I didn't think they made them anymore.
No, I didn't think they were. This is this year. This was this month.
Yeah,
as well.
And I'm sure the Teletubbies isn't a thing anymore.
No, I didn't think so. 2 weeks before our break, Butlin sent me a letter stating that they've cancelled my holiday and refunded me my money.
They're just saying you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No particular reason at all. I will never book with these again. It really upset me, and my family and I are fuming. I spoke to a couple of friends about this, and they told me the same thing happened to them. Be careful when booking Butlins, they will cancel at any time. Absolute joke. They probably sold my room for more money and that's why they cancelled it, I bet.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Enterprising. Yeah.
Cover.
We'll sack off these people, get more money from this.
Yeah, these people have offered us £300. PaulNet12 says, well past its sell-by date. The entire place is just tired and worn out, including the staff who are rude all the time. We stayed in an apartment.
He must have experienced Stephen on the omelette bar.
Stovan. We stayed in an apartment that, quite honestly, should be condemned. It was that basic and dirty. Food is appalling. Drinks in plastic cups are overpriced. And entertainment, 70s weekend, was mediocre at best.
Hang on, so did they have a specific 70s weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm not being funny, though, but whoever goes to Butlins expecting a 5-star experience maybe hasn't Googled Butlins.
Or heard of Butlins or seen Butlins.
Yeah, or heard of Bognor.
Yeah.
Here we go. Christmas fantasy.
Oh dear.
We visited on the 14th of December 2018 for the Christmas fantasy experience.
Oh no.
We stayed in a self-catering apartment in Guillemot Way, and it was very basic and in need of some thorough cleaning / repairs and TLC.
Thorough cleaning.
Oh, beg to... what is going on there?
It's no Disney resort, is it?
No. We arrived a bit late on the Friday and struggled to get parked. I had to get out, leaving my partner with the car and the kids in order to grab the keys and welcome back to get to our apartment, as we couldn't find anywhere near to park. It was dark and I struggled to find guest services, as I had never been there before. They did not have drive-in check-in desks like they do in Skegness. Well, they've really gone for it at Butlins before.
Yeah.
We eventually found our apartment, and it was really quite far for us to walk with all our belongings, a baby and two toddlers. The parking situation is terrible. You have to get there early to get a space. We got there about 8 p.m, and it was stressful trying to offload our belongings, our family, and finding a space to park.
It's a real thing about finding a space to park.
Parking's been mentioned about 4 times.
Yeah.
The first full day of the weather was bad.
Welcome to Bognor.
Yeah, welcome to Bognor. And all the outdoor activities were cancelled, which meant that everyone was crammed into the skyline, and it was horrific. The soft play area was bursting at the seams, and we could see children getting knocked over by kids running past, so we didn't let ours go in. Much to their disappointment.
Welcome to a kids' play area.
Yeah, that's what happens, isn't it? Kids play. There were not enough tables for us to sit down, and it was hard to see anything on stage, as everyone was standing at the sides, so you couldn't see anything, let alone the toddlers trying to see. It was a struggle walking past, as there were people everywhere trying to watch the entertainment and blocking the way past. There were queues for most things, and a noticeable amount of parents having a lot to drink and ignoring their feral children. Sometimes
Welcome
to Bognor and Butlins. Sometimes you would hear some of them swearing loudly, and it made me feel uncomfortable, as I don't want my children to be exposed to language like that.
Welcome to Bognor.
Yeah. I mean, Butlins, this is just literally Butlins. Like, if you don't know, this is Butlins.
Yeah.
More for you. In our guest pack, we received tickets to see Santa in the Character Theatre at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 15th of December, which I thought was a bit late for a two-year-old and four-year-old. We assumed there was a show, but when we got there, it was just a long queue on the left-hand side of the theatre.
Why would you assume there was a show?
No, meeting Santa. Like, yeah. That's not a show, is it? The kids called out for Santa, who came out on a stage, then just sat down with the kids in their respective family groups on stage, had a brief chat with them, gave them a chocolate selection box, and posed for a photo before being told to exit the other side of the stage. A couple of minutes at most, pretty disappointing. I mean, that's any Santa meet and greet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Box of chocolates is a nice bonus.
Yeah, it's not bad. Childhood obesity.
Yep, exactly. I have since found out from other people who went the same time as us that they all saw a Christmas show in the theatre or had a private Santa experience in his grotto. So I'm baffled. So I'm baffled as to why we didn't receive either of those experiences. We ate at Papa J's restaurant.
Papa J's?
Papa J's.
Is that basically Papa John's?
I think it might be. It wasn't particularly busy, and a few things were forgotten by staff, i.e. plates for the children, despite asking for them twice, so my partner and I ate our meals off the plates the starters came on. The food was absolutely delicious and fairly good value for money in comparison to some of the other places. I would definitely recommend eating there. The swimming pool changing rooms were dirty, like really dirty, and not necessarily from people using it that day, but in desperate need of a deep clean. There were dirty nappies on the floor. Ooh, bodily fluids, including blood smears and bogies on the walls and floor, was filthy. Oh my god.
Welcome to Bognor.
Blood, though. Blood smears.
That's a bit weird.
Blood smears. That's horrendous.
You walk into a swimming pool changing room, there's blood all over the walls.
Bogies, like, blood.
You're just like, oh, I'm going to have to get in it changed quickly.
This place needs a clean.
He just walks in.
He just walks in through a crime scene. Don't mind me, just collect the tape.
Welcome to Bognor.
I didn't see anyone cleaning in there at any stage, not even wiping the changing room floor, which meant we had to put towels down in order to get changed and not get completely covered in dirt, which meant our towels were dirty, so we couldn't go swimming again during our stay. We had forgotten the baby's swimming costume and had to look for a suitable suit. Well, there was only a pair of cheaply made trunks, nothing else in his size, and it cost us £10. I mean, come on, his little swimsuit from Next didn't even cost us that much. It really did take me aback, but needs must. Well, I mean, remember his swimming costume.
Yeah, yeah, it's really just your own fault, isn't it?
The trunks didn't fit him in the slightest. They were massively too big and kept falling down. I feel that this aspect should be looked into by Butlins, as the trunks were incorrectly sized and extortionate, almost taking advantage of people who have no alternative. Well, remember the trunks then. During our time in the pool, my partner took my little boy to the loo. We were two young lads, one was a lifeguard and the other was dressed in all red. Probably a lifeguard then. We were having a loud conversation about one of the lads having an STI. Welcome to Butlins.
Welcome to Bognor.
Thankfully, my little boy wasn't listening, as we didn't fancy explaining to him what an STI was, and it's wholly inappropriate conversation to be having in a place mainly full of children. By Sunday, we had enough, so went off-site and went to Bognor Beach and pier for the day and ate in a local pub, the Regis Brewers Fair, which also had a soft play inside, which the kids loved. We returned back to Butlins and decided to pack up and leave early. It was due to stay until Monday. All a bit of a letdown and wouldn't recommend.
Oh dear.
I mean, this is exactly what I expected to come out of this. Yeah.
What?
The next review says absolute rubbery.
I'm
assuming that's not robbery wrong.
Rubbery, but rubbery.
Absolute rubbery.
I had a real rubbery experience at Butlins.
Johnny up. So I haven't yet been to Butlins. Brilliant. But since booking on the 7th of Jan, I'm already wishing I didn't. So as I said, I booked on the 7th of Jan just a few days ago. I happened to check the prices again on the 12th of January, as I was going to book for someone else for the same time. The prices since I booked days ago have dramatically dropped near £200 for the same time in July. I saw online that the lowest price is guaranteed, so I decided to call and see if there's anything Butlins could do since it hasn't been a week since booking. Well, the first lady I spoke to was absolutely useless. The second lady tried to help, but I've been told, as I booked the last apartment available, they could not do anything. This is absolutely ridiculous, and I cannot even cancel and rebook, as I would receive all my money back, and if I upgraded, I would have to be done on the price which I would receive on the day of booking. Even though the price of an upgrade, the difference would be less than £10. I am absolutely disgusted, and this will be the first and last time I'll be visiting Butlins. I wouldn't be bothered if I didn't book less than a week ago, and the deal was meant to be up to 30% off, and an extra £40 off, and now the deal is an extra 30% off, and an extra £30. So I'm confused as to why it's cheaper now. I definitely would not be advising anyone book with them, as you never know when to book to get the best deal. Pictures below are the price difference in just a few days. I mean,
there's no pictures.
There's no pictures for one. And also, that happens with any holiday company.
Yeah. It's like when we were booking flights, wasn't it, for Florida last year. That was like, they were just changing like every single day.
They were. And then like when the sale ended, the flight prices went down.
Yeah. That's the thing, you can't exactly, you just got to book for when it...
You just got to book.
You got to book at a decent time, for a price that you think is decent.
Yeah.
And go for it.
And then just not look.
Yeah, don't look, otherwise you just kick yourself, won't you?
Yeah. So this year we're flying premium.
Oh.
Stewardess, I have run out of nuts.
Just leave the bag, just like a massive sack of nuts next to your
seat. Eat them like Ace Ventura.
It's just like Donna's covered in a pile of nuts at the end.
Exactly. Not good, says Chris M. See Facebook for full review. I'm guessing down Facebook page.
Maybe.
Only stayed from 23rd of the 12th, 2018. Left Christmas night. Staff not nice, not very helpful. Attendant on boat ride, played ignorant. Shut the gate on us, even though there were only two people on the boat. It was Christmas Day, for goodness sake. Paid a lot of money, dumped right near the edge of camp in scruffy accommodation. Child has mobility problems, she fell, and we had to take her to the first aid room. When we got home, realised she has chipped her front tooth. A ticket for Father Christmas not in welcome pack. Eventually gave us one for next day. I mean, the first aid people didn't make her chip her tooth.
Yeah. Like, granted, she's got mobility problems, but she fell over, that's nothing to do with Butlins, surely.
No, it's not. They said she couldn't see Father Christmas, but could have her present. Eventually gave her an 8:30 slot. Queued for 3/4 of an hour in a dark, dingy tunnel for 2 minutes with Father Christmas. And she was given the...
Sounds dodgy.
It does, doesn't it?
Under the overpass.
Yeah, exactly. He's not even in Butlins. She was given the cheapest bit of tat, a snow globe with Merry Christmas from Butlins. Must have cost all but 20p. Paid a lot of money for really bad customer service all round. Billy Butlin would be ashamed, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be turning in his grave.
That's what they say about Billy Butlin.
Yeah, well, you know.
It wasn't Billy's vision.
No, no.
It wasn't Billy's vision for the parks.
Turning in his grave.
Oh, Billy. Awful.
Rest his soul.
God. Food was great, no problems, but the accommodation was cold and damp.
Do we even know if he's dead?
I think he is.
Yeah? Okay.
I'd assume he was, the first park opened in like 19...
Oh yeah, 30s, wasn't it?
1913, I think it was.
I think that's 32, wasn't it?
Or was it? where's Billy Butlin?
Yeah, 1932 with his first amusement park.
1914, Butlin was living in Toronto with his mother and stepfather.
Okay, I'm guessing he's not going to be alive now.
I don't think so. No. Unless he's figured out how to slow the body clock. Well, I want to see a picture of Billy Butlin.
Billy Butler.
Oh, there he is. He looks like a poor man's Walt Disney.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the British British Walt Disney.
He's even going the same tash.
Didn't really work out for him as well, did it?
No, it didn't, no, did it? No. It didn't. Or maybe it did.
No.
Food was... didn't work properly. The fridge was smelly, and when we complained, they just came in, wiped it, and left it. There's nothing to do for just adults there during the day. And yes, I know it's a kid's place, but not everybody has children. I would never go there again. What? I know it's a kid's place, so I booked it anyway.
I love that. I know it's aimed at kids, but not everyone has kids.
Yeah, that's terrible. Oh, dear. Electric Dreams Weekend. Prayed for the premier dining, which is okay, apart from the lamb shanks. Way undercooked, they were left on tables as they were nearly impossible to cut. Such a shame, as I never expected to get lamb. As for the gold apartment at Landia...
I never expected to get lamb, but I was really disappointed by the lamb.
I guess on Butlins, you just expect like a steak and kidney pie, don't you? Nice. Like a pucker's pie. Yeah.
Thrown at you.
It's been in the oven for 4 days.
I'll get a Bognar.
Oh, my face. As for the gold apartment at Atlantic Bay Village, electric radiator in one bedroom not working, light above the bathroom mirror not working, strong smell of builder's mastic in the bathroom. After one day,
said mastic.
Yeah, I'm glad you did as well. I thought it said must for a minute. After one day of our stay, I noticed something glistening on the floor just to the side of the TV. Went to pick up the object, and to my horror, found it to be a Stanley knife blade. Bloody hell!
Jesus!
Thank God we never had kids or toddlers with us. I suspect when the apartment's refurbished, the maintenance team left it on the floor. Then the cleaning team didn't vacuum the carpet, or they would have noticed the knife blade. Informed guest services immediately in person of the knife blade. The member of staff didn't seem surprised, as though this was a common occurrence. All I got there was, "We'll have a word with the cleaners and get back to you." Got a phone call from guest services just as we were about to leave, offering us £94 in Butler's vouchers for our accommodation. Our accommodation actually cost £279. I couldn't work that one out. So naffed off and just wanted to get home. I took the offer. To be fair, like, they only found... I mean, I know it's bad.
Yeah.
But they found a knife. Okay, that is pretty bad.
What,
they
the Bognar?
They didn't have to give them any vouchers at all.
No.
I mean, they should have done.
They should have done.
I certainly wouldn't have expected them to say, right, here's an entire refund for your stay.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
£94 is a bit weird, though.
It's quite a specific amount, isn't it? £94. And they've given it for Butlin's vouchers as they're about to leave.
Yeah.
I think that's quite a bit.
That's quite...
You'd be a bit annoyed by that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. They're not coming back, are they?
They got a reasonably good sweet sleep quality, though.
There you go. Soul Weekender. Rooms were filthy, sticky bedside drawers. Oh my God.
No.
Found 4 hairbands under the beds. Water rings found on the bedside drawers. The weekend was okay, enjoyed the music.
What do you mean by water rings?
I don't know. Maybe like the inflatable rings?
Oh, maybe.
Enjoy a bit of a silly setup at Rosso's bar. Could barely make it through the crowd outside the bar to get to the toilets. Defo in need of a revamp. Personally wouldn't want to go back due to how dirty it all was. Not impressed at £255 each we paid, including the VIP, but a waste of money due to how quiet the bars were. Not good, Bognar. Not good at all. And that's the town slogan. Not good. Not good at all. Welcome to Bognar. Just for Tots Weekend. We went to Butlins with our 3-year-old grandchild to see, principally, the Justin Fletcher show.
Who's Justin Fletcher?
He's the one that plays, he does the sign language show on CBeebies.
Okay.
No, you don't know?
I don't know who Justin Fletcher is.
He's relatively famous.
In the sign language community? Oh, him.
Yeah, right, so you do know him.
Yeah, I recognise him. Would not know his name at all.
Mr. Tumble. That's who he plays, Mr. Tumble.
That name rings a bell.
Yeah. We stayed in the gold apartment. There were 4 light bulbs out. The hand basin didn't... That's not good, is it? The 4... Turn the lights on, nothing comes on. The hand basin didn't drain well due to hair in the outlet. Oh. There were no oven garbs. The fan in the kitchen didn't work properly and the sharp knives were blunt. The opening times for the swimming pool were hopeless. 9 till 12 was for toddlers, no wave machine or flumes. Like a wave machine taking out toddlers, I'm not surprised.
It's like 30-foot waves going over.
12 till 4 is lunchtime. And on 2 days, there were shows at 2 p.m, meaning the pool could not be used if you want to see the shows. The pool should be open from 8 till 7 or later, as is the case of most hotels. The Justin Fletcher show was disappointing.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. A sing-along with no real effort being made to give the kids a special experience. He didn't do any of his characters the kids love and can identify with. The room was overcrowded and the view obscured, but for many, despite queuing for over an hour. Bearing in mind our main reason for going was that our 3-year-old could see Justin, he was bored and we left early, along with many others. All major events were also very busy. The puppet shows were enjoyable. We enjoyed the fairground, but it closed too early. The resort was simply too busy, with not enough thought being given for opening hours, and the crowded venue for Justin Fletcher and his poor show was unacceptable.
Can I just point out that you've given this an overall 1 star, but they've given location 3, cleanliness 4, and service 2.
Yeah.
Surely that's average of like 3, 3.5.
You'd think so, but maybe it worked. Maybe you can give an overall score and then rate other things.
Right.
I don't know. I've never left a review.
But then if you review all those things really good, not really good, but average, how come it's only 1 star overall?
That is a good point. That is a very...
Justin!
Oh, there's pictures of like hair and blood and like... It's not good. This is not good. I knew this is exactly what Butlins would give us. I don't know why I did it. Butlins Bognor Regis. I have nothing but bad news for everyone that reads this. My wife and I and 3 kids stayed there for a week in August, and on the second day, my 11-year-old daughter was racially abused because we were Irish. What?
Okay.
She was told, "We hate the effing Irish." Then on the 4th day, I was attacked by 2 people, and then later that night, the 2 people came and looked in all the windows until they found our room.
Welcome to Bognor.
Oh my god. I informed the security they stayed with us for an hour or two. I'm still waiting for a response from the Butlins. So
From the Butlins.
So my advice is, if you're Irish, don't book here. You will be disappointed and quite potentially beaten up. Nothing for the kids to do in the daytime unless you want to pay for everything. The evening entertainment wasn't any better. To be honest, stay home and spend your money on anything else. I mean, that's my advice for anyone thinking of going to Butlins. Yeah.
Then on the 4th day I was attacked by 2 people. And then later... That's bloody weird.
It's just very weird, isn't it? That is horrific. Why? I mean... Irish nowadays don't tend to get... the brunt of racial abuse.
No.
Who is attacking Irish people?
In Bognor.
Yeah, right. Who is going after Irish people in Bognor? I don't understand.
That's just bizarre.
I went to the end of the rainbow and there was nothing there, you Irish liar. Come here.
You don't come to Bognor. This is our town.
You can have your rainbows back. Oh dear me. The reviews here are unbelievably bad. The diversity lie and theft.
This should be interesting.
Our little family booked the diversity weekend with Butlins to find that all was not quite as described.
The diversity. Oh.
So diversity for American listeners, in case you've not heard of them, are like a dance group.
Yeah, they appeared on Britain's Got Talent, didn't they?
Like 10 years ago or something.
Did they win? I don't know.
I think they did, yeah. I'm a long-time fan of diversity and booked the weekend particularly to see them. And was delighted at the offering of allocated tickets. I mean, for me, diversity...
too much.
I mean, I just find that boring. It's just dancing.
It's been done too much.
Yeah.
I think it was good and it was interesting when it came out or when they first started because nobody'd really seen it a lot.
Yeah, It's just dancing.
Yeah.
We queued for over an hour with our tickets in hand and 2 5-year-old girls in tow. I'm sure any parent can appreciate that this is tougher than it sounds with the kids. Only to find that once we had reached the front, our tickets were quite frankly worthless.
I could have told them that before.
This is because the management team of Butlins had decided at the last minute to open the show to anybody in the resort and not just ticket holders. Lo and behold, once we got inside, we were literally pressed against the back of the wall of the venue behind a sea of people and not a chair in sight. Allocated tickets, my bum. We couldn't see the stage if the 4 of us had got on each other's shoulders wearing binoculars. Needless to say, it was pointless, so we had no choice but to leave the show.
Family of dwarfs.
Yeah, they're just 4 midgets. It was therefore blatantly missold to customers. I believe they call this a bait and hook technique in many industries. We came to see diversity, and now we are simply here to spend money with the confines of Butlins, without the agreed diversity show. Very clever, Butlins. You got your money anyway. But apparently the money we did spend wasn't quite enough for the staff, because upon leaving we found our iPad to be missing from our luggage. We were asked to call in later the day as we had checked out of our room, but it somehow vanished from the last place we actually certained it was. I note that we are not alone in finding our goods have slipped into the abyss at Butlins Resort. I wonder if the same could be said for a resort in Centre Parks. I doubt it. This was appalling overall, and guest services offered nothing as to yet remedy the situation. Should they have made an effort to at least compensate our loss at the show and investigate the missing iPad, this would be a very different review. We always give the benefit of the doubt first. It's a real shame, frankly. A real shame.
A real shame.
Yeah, that sounds horrendous, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's on you if you were disappointed by the diversity show.
Yeah, I think diversity are rubbish anyway.
Yeah, if you just go back to GarageBand, is that... Oh yeah, it's definitely recorded.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're fine.
I saw a flat line.
Yeah, like, that's Butlins. I don't think this show is going to be a very long one, because there's only so many times that we can insult Butlins. Because
I don't know.
It's Butlins.
Welcome to Bognor.
Welcome to Bognor.
What are those pictures?
Oh no. No one's really reviewing the attractions,
yeah,
are they?
I thought there'd be more attraction-based reviews. Unless you can do a search for it.
Maybe we can, but I think they'll all be positive.
There was one person that mentioned about the fairground, weren't they? They sort of said it was disappointing.
Yeah. No one's really... Swimming pool has been mentioned a few times.
Yeah, yeah. With the blood-stained changing rooms.
Yeah, it's not... Oh, here we go.
Entertainment, yeah.
Butlins do everything cheap except the charge to the customer. Accommodation. The accommodation was disgusting. A front door which wouldn't close properly, 12 Barracuda Place. Once inside, we had to put the chain in the door and lean the trolley up against the door as the wind blew it open last night. Unclean bedding, broken toilet lid, unclean cups, glasses and spoons in the rooms, toilet roll so thin you practically need to use the entire roll to feel clean, cheap furniture in a poorly made room with paper-thin plywood walls. £895 for what exactly? Butlins does everything cheap except the cost of its visitors.
That's pretty pricey, isn't it?
Go to Disneyland Paris. I mean, you know, go anywhere.
£895.
Food. Butlins' traditional fish and chips was an excellent dining experience. Very friendly staff, especially Rachel, who goes above and beyond her role for customers.
I like how you read that in like a seductive way.
Can't help it. And very clean restaurant. However, it should be when you have to pay £12 on average for fish and chips, you can pay £7 on the beach and get a larger portion.
I mean, £7?
That's expensive.
That's expensive in itself.
Yeah,
well.
It is. The yacht club. Not the yacht club that we know, people.
No.
This is Butlins Yacht Club. It should be called The Shack. There were more...
The Love Shack.
There were more flies than people. Miserable, tired-looking staff who looked like they wanted to burst into tears after the greeting on the door. Overcooked food akin to plastic table decoration food or fridge magnet fruits. Poor choice for children's meals. And Butlins refers to this as a premium dining plan. Another rip-off with limited dining times. Entertainment. The overall entertainment was average. Obviously, Butlins is for kids, and I can't fault the entertainment for children. However, the circus was spoiled by an impromptu paddling pool, which grew to almost a shallow end, deep end pool on the Sunday at the 4 p.m. show. I appreciate that the rain is beyond Butlins' control, but the drainage system is in the poorly built up areas. Also, your redcoats seemed more interested in collecting tickets from drenched circus customers instead of trying to sweep away the excess water. A bit I appreciate is their job to collect tickets, but when we arrived in the tent, it was virtually empty and they just stood at the door chatting. It was one of the showmen and the clown who used their initiative to come out and try and sweep away the paddling pool of water your red coats were navigating the customers to walk over. Also, my 6-year-old daughter told me that parts of the soft play area were filthy, especially the red slide in the soft play. Why was it red?
It's not meant to be red. It was blue originally.
Why was it red?
I think we should probably say the red coats are like the staff members. They're like the cast members, aren't they?
Essentially. Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit cheesier.
Yeah, it's not a resort that's well known for being good over here.
No. But no. This is what we have in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, this is why we travel abroad for our theme parks. Is it okay to dance now, or should I sit on the floor?
That's a very curious title to this review, isn't it?
I want
to
read more. Still on resort as I write this, due to go home on Monday. Feeling fairly annoyed and disappointed as we had front row seats in the dance floor during the Elton John show. I'd like to point out that this was not the real Elton John.
Was it not?
I wouldn't think so, no. Okay. So we could get up and dance when we wanted to. But however, my 9-year-old daughter and I were told to sit down on the floor during the performance. I could understand it if it was a magic show or panto, but considering it was a music show and the fact the performer said to sing and dance along with us, I'm confused why I was told to sit down. Apparently the red coat said he was being told by the floor manager to get all the children to sit on the floor. This annoyed me because A, I'm not a child, and B, we were not at all being disrespectful, just enjoying the music. And C, it's a music show. I feel now we were dictated and when we can dance or sway to the music. This is wrong. Surely if I feel like dancing and singing along, I should be able to. After all, I've paid a lot of money for this break. Maybe Butlin should invest in a light system of some sort to tell you when you're okay to dance.
That's brilliant.
Let's hope that in the future, we're not dictated to when we can laugh during shows. I mean, considering it sounds like they're up the front, yeah. Maybe it's because standing up meant that nobody else could see. Did they not think about that?
They just want to dance, Ryan. They just want to dance.
I feel the music. Just want to dance.
Just the idea of like a traffic light system.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Amber. Get ready to dance.
Oh, you can always dance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I like how the entire review was based on this dance.
I know.
The fact that they couldn't dance.
Nothing about...
The rest of their stay, the rest of the entertainment, just that they couldn't dance. I mean, you can dance elsewhere, people. You know, you don't have to dance. What is that?
That's a bad-looking egg, isn't it?
Is that an egg?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'd never want to stay at Butlins. Ever.
I don't know if I've ever stayed there.
No, I think I've been there for the day.
Yeah, because obviously we live, like, 15 miles or so from but 15, 20 miles.
Yeah, it's not too far, is it? I think we've got as far as we're going to get with Butlins.
Can you do a search for like entertainment or attractions or something? Or be interesting to see.
Where can I search within the reviews? That's the thing.
I don't know. You're probably going to go down to them, aren't you? There you go.
Review.
Oh, you got some popular mentions.
I'll search reviews. Ride.
Get more mentions of the STIs.
We got the
saucer ride.
Here we go. Like I just can't believe it. The place was a joke. Only book if you have hours on end to waste each day, and if you want to know how it feels to be part of a herd each day. It's disgusting. We'll never go back. I can't believe that people actually think it's okay to be treated this way. It makes me sick. I just wanted to return the second day I stayed. I was actually more stressed out being on the holidays itself. The TOTS rides clearly state in the leaflet that they are for under five when it's not possible for adults to get on the cup and saucer ride. It's a joke. Nowhere for disabled people to sit in the centre stage unless you're 4 hours earlier by the time you have been in the queue than you wanted to use your life with everyone that's pushed chairs who've been sent there to get a seat. We didn't stand a chance, basically. Room wasn't disabled friendly. My mum couldn't even get in the shower, let alone struggle to use the toilet. It was so small. We had to move the bed out of the room so she could get the wheelchair in. That's bad, isn't it?
They had to move the bed out of the room.
That is bad.
So, yeah.
That is a full report that I'm not reading.
That's like a day-by-day breakdown, wasn't it?
Yeah. Never to return. Came here for a day visit and won't return. I know you can't predict the British summer weather, but came here for a day visit and it rained all day, which most places like Chessington, etc., says if it rains for more than 2 hours, they offer a free rainy day and come back again pass. After paying £65 to find out all the outside rides closed, we went swimming. Well, this is what it's like. This was what was like Where's Wally, my idea of hell, so we didn't stay there long. So I paid to go to the circus. This is the only part of the day that was actually any good. Queued up to go on the indoor aeroplane rides for 20 minutes, then some staff tannoy comes on and the guy operating the ride gets everyone off and disappearing, leaving us all in limbo without a word as to what's happening. We hang around for a further 10 minutes and he's still not back, so gave up on 30 minutes of our day wasted. managed to go on the Dodgem cars as only ride open in the rain, but the guy manning the cars was getting cross with all the guests saying they're Dodgems, not bumper cars, stop bumping. You won't have to pay for them if you break them. Oh, so you won't have to pay for them if you break them. Then he got really annoyed and said, I've told you once, I've told you twice, everybody off, and stopped the ride as everybody was exiting the ride, told each person off. Not everyone was bumping, and you had at least 20 cars going round at any one time, so it's hard not to bump into each other at times. Just ridiculous. Queued up for the bungee trampoline says minimum age 5, which is fine. My daughter is nearly 6 at 114 centimetres tall, but average build for her age and height. Waited 20 minutes as the queue was big all day, but she'd been pestering me to go on them. Got to the front and the guy called her up and said she was too skinny and to go eat some Burger King and fatten up.
Too skinny, love, go and eat some Burger King.
I was outraged that a staff member would speak to a 5-year-old in this way who ran off crying.
She was 6.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Nearly 6. Okay.
And ran off crying and wanted to go home. Headquarters aren't interested in listening to my advice. It's to save your money, better off spent elsewhere. We certainly won't be returning. A 5-hour round trip to go basically swimming.
5 hours?
Yeah.
What? So they live 2.5 hours away from Butlins.
Yeah.
And there's nothing closer to wherever they live.
I mean...
You could get from London...
Yeah.
Down to Butlins in that time.
You could. Basically, go swimming, watch a circus, and you have to pay extra for and go home. Entertainment was next to nothing as change over day. Still, you charge the same money, so why should these facilities compensate?
Wow.
That sounds horrific, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I think that kind of goes to show the sort of rides that they have there, isn't it? Dodgems, a circus.
Yeah, they're kind of like... Like literally, you'd find on our town seafront once a summer.
Yeah, of the visiting circus.
The visiting tax dodging. Insert swear word here.
Yeah.
Fed up with waiting. Turn up to wait 15 minutes in car for our lodge number. Check in 45 minutes of pure hell trying to check into a lodge. Swimming pool got armbands pinched and waiting 1 hour for boat ride. Then told can't go on it. Dinner waited for table as was 8 of us. 15 minutes later, no table, sit at separate tables. Went to get coffee after 10 minutes waiting, gave up. Went to get tickets for 3D cinema after waiting 20 minutes, gave up. This was the first day and a half of being here, still got 3 days to go. Would rather be anywhere but this place, but if we left 4 very upset children.
I can't believe somebody would go there for 4 days.
No, I wouldn't.
Surely you can't be spending the whole 4 days in Butlins. But then I suppose you wouldn't want to go outside, would you?
No.
Welcome to Bognor.
Welcome to Bognor.
Bring your stab-proof vest.
Yeah, you need several stab-proof vests, I think. I think we're going to leave there.
Yeah.
I think...
It kind of gives people an insight into what entertainment's available in our country, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you wonder why we travelled to Florida and America to go to the theme parks.
Basically anywhere else, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically
anywhere. I mean, to be fair, we've got Chessington, we've got
Thorpe Park,
we've got Alton Towers.
Yeah.
They're kind of average theme parks.
Yeah.
Alton Towers perhaps being... I mean, I haven't been to Alton Towers, but I'm going in June.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps being the kind of only acceptable park when they don't, obviously, crush your legs on a roller coaster.
almost kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not.
I mean, I'm trying to think of somewhere in the US that you might compare Butlins to. Like the same sort of thing.
The White House?
What, with a circus?
Yeah. Some clown in charge who's making people wait for something that nobody wants.
But it's an emergency, Ryan. It's not an emergency.
It's not an emergency, is it?
I love that tweet that you retweeted that was like, unless it's a situation that you have to call the Avengers for, it's not an emergency.
Yeah. It's not, though, is it? I mean, slightly off topic, but I don't think he's going to get away with that.
I think he could have some trouble with it.
Because that money comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, it's not. It's being taken away from something else, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's a much like Butlins and Bognor, a worrying tale.
Yeah.
I mean, if Butlins are listening, I mean, assuming some of the staff are because they're not doing anything else.
Yeah. Apart from going to the doctors for the STIs.
Yeah, apart from the STI checks. Give us a call. Give us a send us a tweet, and we're happily maybe not happily, we'll come and check it out for ourselves and do a live podcast from Butlins. Or at least we'll pay somebody else to do it.
It depends which is more expensive. Is it, you know, is it hiring somebody to go and do it or a stab-proof vest?
I mean, to be fair,
I don't know where you'd get a stab-proof vest from.
They're paying us to go.
Yeah, yeah. Do they hand them out to you as you go into
Butlins? I think so, Faulkner. Yeah. Much like Discovery Cove, where they give you your wetsuits.
Yeah, here's your map, here's your stab-proof vest.
And your Stanley knife, just in case you need to defend yourself.
from people racially abusing the Irish.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's bizarre. So that weird. One. That is so weird. So thank you very much for listening to this weird edition of the show. Please go and check out our website, themeparktrader.com. We're on all of the socials. Our username is always themeparktrader. And Dan and I are also on Twitter. I'm at Ryanogs, R-Y-A-N-O-G-S. Almost forgot how to spell my name then. And Dan is on Twitter as well.
Scrooby Online, S-C-R-O-O-B-Y Online.
Thank you very much for listening. Please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes if you haven't done so already. Give us a little cheeky subscribe. Cheeky. And we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Ha 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 ha